Taste of Main Street time coming up in 1 week. It's hard to believe it's already here, but it is. I guess because the weather is so nice, it just it seems nicer than it should be. We've got Amanda here from Main Street.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
So this is the 22nd annual Taste of Main Street. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Wow, 22 years. That is fantastic. And this year you've got like 26 restaurants.
We do. We have 26, which is more than I've ever had before.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
And for those who've been living under a rock for the past 22 years and don't know what a Taste of Main Street is, think of like going to Costco where you've got all those great little samples that you can try, except it's the whole town.
Pretty much. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you get your ticket book and you go around and you sample what they're offering at all these 26 restaurants. And there's a couple food producers in there too, but mostly it's just restaurants in downtown and Old Town Eureka.
And as much as I've tried, I go every year, as much as I've tried to do them all, I can't.
I can't either. I think I've topped out at like 18 and, you know, wanted to die.
I know. You're going, this is just little tastes. They're just little tastes at each little place. Although some of them are a bit generous.
Yes. Some of them, like Especially Bless My Soul or
I know.
North Coast Co-op, they just load you down.
They load you down. And of course you want it.
Yeah,
you
know, it's all so good.
It's all so yummy and tasty. And of course, while you're doing this, you always run into friends and acquaintances as you're out doing this thing. So of course you have to stop and talk. So what my suggestion is, it starts at 5, right?
Yes.
It goes till 8.
Yes.
My suggestion is to start right at 5 because, you know, that's where you can kind of pace yourself. And
yeah.
Have a little time for talking to friends as you run into them and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you want to make sure to get your book in advance so that you can plan ahead, because there might be something on there you're not as interested in.
Sure.
But, or something that you usually have at that restaurant. Mm-hmm. So you want to try the things that you haven't tried before. Mm-hmm. You know, experience restaurants that you haven't experienced yet.
Exactly.
And, you know, with 26, you're probably not going to get all of it 8.
It's almost impossible. I don't know anyone who's ever done it all. I know that I've had people throw down that challenge.
Well, our executive director did throw down that challenge one time, and somebody actually did, and so they have won lifetime free tickets.
That's amazing. I have a great appetite. But I've never been able to finish.
It's a short amount of time, really.
Hands down. So, great idea getting the ticket book in advance. That way you can see what each different place is offering. And there's a little map on there showing where all of the different things. You can plan out your most efficient route.
Yes. You know? Which is, I think, the smart way of doing this.
Absolutely.
You really have to think ahead on this one.
Yeah. Is Bless My Soul doing it again this year?
They are.
They're fantastic. Because Marie always puts together something just fantastic. And, of course, Bless My Soul is a little off the path from a lot of the other ones, but it's one of those destinations that everyone goes, okay, we got to make sure we get there.
Right.
Because she always does such a great job.
Yeah. So I've laid out the ticket book this year. I usually try to lay it out so that it makes sense, you know, it kind of has a flow.
Oh, good.
So Bless My Soul is first on the list this year.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you hit Bless My Soul first. Don't overeat. And
try not to.
Yeah. And then head off down to the rest of them.
Uh-huh. So what are some of the other highlights to talk about of the different restaurants and food producers that are participating this year?
Well, we have a lot of the old favorites like Chipala and Old Town Coffee and Chocolates and Ramones and those bagels, you know. They always come through for us and participate in this and do a great job. But we have new ones this year too. So it's a great opportunity to get out to see those restaurants. We have Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe.
Oh, wonderful. They're getting involved this year.
We have Bollywood Indian Cuisine.
Oh, wow.
Wolf Dog.
I don't even know what Wolf Dog is.
Wolf Dog is a great little place. It's actually in the Vance Hotel, so I'm quite familiar with it. So
okay.
That's where our office is. And they do gourmet hot dogs and wraps and stuff.
Wow.
So it's like comfort food, really.
Nice. I like that.
And we have Bougie Baking Company.
They're brand new.
She's the one that does the beer-infused sweet treats and stuff like that. And we have Barfly Pub and Grub. They're going to be participating this year, too. And they're actually doing fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos?
Yeah.
They're
doing beer-battered fish and chips and deep-fried Oreos.
Well, I got to try that.
I know. I'm just curious. I got to get there just because I'm curious.
I've always said, you know, you could deep fry a tennis shoe. It'd be good. But I love Oreos. Never had one deep fried before.
Yeah. So there's Kyoto's in there.
Oh, my goodness. They're so good.
Mike's Southside Barbecue, Oberon Grill. Like, you name it, we've got it. It's
my advice is don't eat that day.
No.
Just save yourself.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. How do people get tickets to Taste of Main Street?
So to get the tickets, the best option, we do have them in our office, but we're in and out. So the best option is to go to the Linen Closet, which is at 2nd and F Street in Old Town, to Ramones on E Street in Old Town, Ramones on Harrison, Ramones inside Wildberries Marketplace in Arcata. Also available at Surfside Burger Shack on 5th Street and Moore's Sleep World on Main Street in Fortuna.
A lot of places.
Yeah.
So it's a ticket booklet. And basically what you do is, if you've never done this before, there's a little tear out that you drop in a little bucket there when you go in and try your little samples there. And good luck getting through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's tough. So this, of course, is the main fundraiser for Eureka Main Street.
It is. So with these funds, what we're able to do is do other fun things throughout the year, like 4th of July Festival, which is another big event for us.
Sure.
Halloween trick-or-treat, the holidays. We do the decorating and we help with Santa's helpers and stuff. And we just do a lot of good things. The summer concert series, and you know, it helps for fun throughout the year. So
absolutely. So what does it cost to get one of these ticket booklets?
It is only $25 for a ticket book, which is a great deal for 26 restaurants. So
that is a great deal.
Yeah.
And good luck getting through it. I throw down a challenge to anyone to actually try and get through every single place.
Yes. Good luck. You're going to need it.
You will need it. As I said, I've never met anyone who could do it, but you obviously have a coworker who has, right?
Yep. Someone out there in the community has done it, and they get free tickets every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is tough.
It's like, quite a feat.
It's like one of those restaurants. If you can eat this entire burrito or whatever, you can eat here for life, and almost no one can do it.
Yeah, exactly. But they sure do try.
It's fun to try. It is absolutely fun to try. So get your ticket booklet early, plan your route, and we'll see you out there for Taste of Main Street coming up a week from today, starting at 5 and going until 8 all over Old Town and Downtown Eureka.
Yes.
All right. Amanda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.